From NPR and WNYC, coming to you from the Bell House in beautiful Brooklyn, New York, it's NPR's Hour of Puzzles, Word Games, and Trivia. Ask Me Another. Now here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thank you, Jonathan Coulton. We have a great show for you. 10 contestants are here to play our nerdy games, but only one will win our grand prize provided by our very important puzzler. And you know our VIP as a former Daily Show correspondent. His new TBS show is called The Detour, which is about family road trips gone wrong. I will admit, we never went on family road trips. Here's what happened. My parents would go once a year to Las Vegas and leave me and my brothers and sisters with our neighbor, which was kind of like a road trip. We didn't shower. We ate Twizzlers and pork rinds for breakfast. We slept on a lumpy sofa bed, and I learned how to roll cigarettes. Our VIP is Jason Jones. Let's start things off with our first two contestants. Ariane Mandel, you work in technology recruiting.
I do.
That sounds fascinating.
It's fascinating.
Is it good?
Yeah,
good
my job. Boss is here.
Your boss is here. Oh, yeah. It's best job you ever had.
Best job I ever had.
Your opponent is Elliot Yates. You're an opera producer.
That I am.
How is the opera biz?
Oh, it's fantastic. I get to work with singers every day.
Ariane, what is the best thing you've ever received for free?
This show.
Wow. They didn't charge you? There was a mistake. No. That's really nice.
Yeah.
That's a great compliment. Elliot, how about you? What's the best thing you've ever received for free?
I got a free night in a really nice hotel on Central Park South. And while there, got to experience the gym, which had a steam room and free apples and nice towels. And so for the next several months, I continued to go back. You had to have a working hotel card to get in. So I would just wait until someone entered or exited, and then I would just follow in after them. I was like, I left my card in here, but I'm going to use the gym, and I did.
And it was no problem.
No, it was
Elliot.
Great.
Fantastic.
I also want to point out that's not really something that you got for free as much as it's something that you stole.
Free the first time.
Yeah, free the first time, and then stealing every time afterwards.
Absolutely.
All right, so this first game is called Look Under Your Seats. Apologies to our audience here at the Bell House. We have not put anything under your seats. NPR is like the anti-Oprah. Oprah gives cars to her audience. We ask our audience to give cars to us.
Instead, what we've done is we've written a trivia game about things that you might find under your seat in boring everyday life. Not so much prizes, but just stuff that you might find under a seat. So buzz in to answer. And the twist is that we want you to shout out your answer enthusiastically as if you are Oprah giving a prize away.
Oh, my God.
Okay? That's important. Otherwise, you're going to lose credit. The winner will move on to our final round at the end of the show. You ready?
Yep.
Yes.
Here we go.
Some of the earliest versions of this masticated substance were made from tree resin. Elliot.
Everybody get some chewing gum!
Yeah! That was well delivered, by the way.
It's a great Oprah. It's a great Oprah.
He's in the opera business. Yeah. So, you know.
Which is so close to Oprah.
Ah.
Perhaps the oldest surviving example of this decorative floor covering dates back to the 4th or 5th century BC. Elliot.
Everyone gets a rug.
That's right, they do.
This common, unwelcome household substance can be made of plant pollen, dirt, and almost anything that sheds.
Dust.
Ariane, dust
Sorry.
Is correct. No, that's fine. You
okay.
got it right.
If you live with children, you may find one of these under your chair, an art supply made of colored wax. If you buy a box of 64, you get a built-in sharpener. Elliot.
Everyone gets a crayon.
That's right.
No matter where you sit on Earth, this ball of 9,000 degree iron is somewhere below you. Elliot.
Let's hear it for the Earth's core. That's poor. Yes. Yes.
That is a public radio audience.
These smallest units of U.S. currency cost more to make than they are actually worth. Ariane.
You get a penny.
Yes, you do.
I did it right this time.
Beautiful. Devon Rex, Russian Blue, and Egyptian Mao aren't just great band name ideas. They're breeds of this household pet. Ariane.
You get a cat?
You sure do.
This is your last clue. An early version of this convenient object was connected to a TV set with a cable and was called the Lazy Bones. Elliot.
Everyone gets a remote control.
That is absolutely correct.
Let's talk to our puzzle guru, Greg Pliska. Greg, how did our contestants do?
Well, it was getting very close at the end there, but Elliot pulled it out for the victory. Congratulations, Elliot. We will see you in the final round at the end of the show.